On this week's 51%, we hear from peepaw virtuoso Wu Man about her work with the famous Silk Road Ensemble and the group's latest tour of American Railroad, recognizing the immigrant communities that built the U.S. Transcontinental Railroad.
After rehearsal, we said, God, that was beautiful.
We also chat with singer-songwriter Kendra McKinley about why she loves writing, quote, music for smoking weed with your bra off. I'm Jesse King. It's all up next on 51%.
I was standing around like one of those girls I had seen in a movie. The whole world was a movie back then. I had my sunglasses on, I wanted to be seen without seeing Shiloh or Lita. I wasn't really in it, I didn't really get it.
You're listening to 51%, a WAMC production dedicated to women's issues and experiences. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse King. We've got a pair of interviews featuring talented women in music for you today. Our first guest is a founding member of the Grammy Award-winning ensemble Silk Road, a collective of artists representing dozens of nationalities, traditions, and ideas. Silk Road was created by Yo-Yo Ma in 1998 and is now under the leadership of artistic director Rhiannon Giddens. The group is currently on tour with a new iteration of its American Railroad program, telling the story of the construction of the U.S. Transcontinental Railroad and the often overlooked contributions of the Chinese, Irish, Japanese, African-American, and indigenous people who built it. The show has been years in the making, but the current edition features eight musicians led by the world-class peepaw virtuoso Wu Man. Wu Man has performed in recital and with major orchestras around the world and is a frequent collaborator with ensembles such as the Kronos and Shanghai Quartets and the Knights. Again, she is a founding member of Silk Road. WAMC's Sarah LeDuc spoke with Wu Man about the ensemble, American Railroad, and the current tour ahead of its stop at the Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
For people who mayn't be familiar with Silk Road, you are one of the founding musicians. Could you give us a kind of overview about the ensemble and the project on the whole before we discuss this concert specifically?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this concert. Well, the Silk Road Ensemble starts with the Yo-Yo Ma in 2000, which is 25 years ago. So we mostly the idea is to gathering a different culture background musician. We work together, we commission composer and creative, you know, new piece. We also share with the audience with the traditional music, composed music, all kinds of different variety and different instruments. So since then it was quite huge, strong for us, for musician and influence. So we're still going on. We have a lot of education program. We have a music concerts tour and also recording project. And we tour internationally and in North America. Sort of that's how we how we're doing. So here we are, going to be soon in your town.
Mm-hmm. How does your work with Silk Road support and differ from other composition and other playing that you do on your peepaw?
Well, I grew up in China and I played the traditional instruments called peepaw. It's like lute or guitar. Came from those string plucking family. We have a lot of in commons, from West traditional music or Eastern traditional music. But mostly I grew up with the play traditional music. Since I joined this group and I had a great opportunity to work with many musicians from different different countries, you know, say like a lot of from Central Asia, from India, from Persian, and also from America, from, you know, from Boston, from New York, California, many, many different musicians. So I think this, and also to me personally, I sort of like grew up in this group, you know, 2000, and now it's 2025, almost 26. It's like halfway, you know, for me, for my musical career. And then the great is opportunity is not only to play music together, but we visit each other's family. We sort of like a family. We deeply understanding the culture difference, and we're sharing each other. And again, we bring together to share with the audience.
The current artistic director of Silk Road is the incredible, the absolutely amazing Rhiannon Giddens. Yes. And she conceived of this, the American Railroad Project. Could you tell us about the concept, the project, and what your part in it has been to date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Rhiannon is a great and amazing a musician and the leader, actually. She has lots of crazy ideas. And so this is American Railroad, and she came up with this ideas about American history, about the different culture, different people lived in this area, you know, in this country or in America, how we build this country, how the history, and sometimes people forgot. So we wanted to bring up the story, bring up the culture to remind audience, remind us as well. You know, we share music, different music pieces. So for this tour, we had a tour before. We had a, you know, this is project. And starts 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and we had two big tour already. So this is the third one. We have eight musicians, which I always joking. I said eight is the best, and we gathering together. We have musicians from Ireland. We have, you know, of course, China, Japan, India, and of course, America. We have different music to sharing, we just had a rehearsal. For this particular group, we have smaller, you know, usually we over 10 musicians on the stage, but this one we have eight. We focus on deeply each tradition, but also, you know, we have a bigger band, like eight or play together. We have a new piece commissioned, but we also have smaller, we have a duo, trio, solo. So the audience kind of like give the journey, give the story of the history of America, give the railroad, each bring different railroad story from their tradition, like a Chinese stories, Japanese stories, you know, Irish stories, and then kind of for audience experience like a journey with not only a big band, a lot of sound, but we also have a very focused intimacy sort of solo music, but duo. We do have instrument, mostly instrumental, but we have some musician going to sing some folk songs. So I'm very excited and looking forward to that.
If you can explain it, how do the instrumental pieces share the story that the project wants to tell?
Well, like we just did, we rehearsed Sean, our bass player's amazing piece, and his family, his grandfather, you know, his family from Irish, and you know from a grandfather, a great grandfather. So, but his grandfather built the railroad train, and for the kids, you know, those kind of a toy. So his memory, he remembers at the very young age, and his grandpa at the backyard, his grandpa built the train, and that's the story he came up with. So he wrote a music about that memory of his grandpa built the train, built the kind of the history of railroad part of it. And then also that's the new piece, Sean wrote. And also we have another new piece, which is our Japanese amazing artist, flute player, a drum player, and Karu-san. Karu also brought a piece which is interestingly a lot of based on Japanese traditional tune, but also he visited some parts of, you know, museum about American Railroad and about Japanese involved early years, and so he will show, you know, telling that kind of a story. And I also had piece based on Chinese immigrants, you know, a lot of Chinese immigrants from Canton area. So I brought a folk song from that region, and which is all the women, you know, grandma, wives singing that song to kind of miss their husband or their son, which is there or in America to build the railroad. So kind of we bring those together to share with the audience through the music. You know, it's all instrumental piece. Yeah. Oh, by the way, also we have Sandeep Dutts, the tabla player, Indian, and he also shared with us his music. Of course, the tabla to us, it's like rhythm, you know, sounded like a trend. So he will bring us with all the percussion player, you know, this group, we have quite a few musicians play drums. So they're going to share Sandeep's stories from Sandeep's perspective of railroad, of American history.
If you can remember back 25 years when Silk Road started, was it then a difficult to fathom concept that all of these international instruments could be brought together on pieces that are composed to tell a specific story and create a music that really is a world music?
Well, for us, I think it's quite natural. It really doesn't matter what instrument you play. You know, basically, as I mentioned, my instrument, pipa, it came from Central Asia, but in Europe, they have lute. They, you know, in Japan, they have biwa. You know, in America, we have banjo, mandolin. So sort of like the same family, very much a lot of similarity. So when we play together, like a guitar, we have Newell play the guitar, I play the pipa. We have a duo piece. Sound very amazing. Mm-hmm. Sound really amazing. We did a recording, you know, and we did a rehearsal this morning. And after rehearsal, we said, God, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. that was amazing. So it doesn't really bother us for, you know, what kind of instrument you or bass or violin or pipa or sona, even Chinese, very loud wind instrument. But sometimes it sounded like saxophone, you know, but that's the traditional instrument. So it's all actually all related instrument, and it's all come from the same earth, you know, from just landed in a different area, parts of the globe. So we all kind of bring together to remind ourselves how we're going to work together, how we're going to make the sound for this particular new piece or this particular melody from China or from Ireland. Yeah, for us, it's amazing, great experience, and also sort of very natural.
Thank you very much for your time, and I hope that you have a beautiful concert.
Thank you so much. I look forward to that.
One component of Silk Road's American Railroad project is an album that was released on Nonesuch Records in 2024. This song, featuring Wu Man, is entitled Rainy Day.
That was pipa virtuoso Wu Man, a founding member of the Silk Road Ensemble, speaking with WAMC's Sarah LeDuc. Silk Road has been bringing its American Railroad program on tour through the month of November. You can learn more about their work at silkroad.org. Our next guest makes, quote, music for smoking weed with your bra off. Quite literally, that's the title of her new EP out this month. It's also her favorite way to write new music. Kendra McKinley is a singer-songwriter based in New York's Hudson Valley. Earlier this year, she competed in NPR's Tiny Desk contest, where she met WAMC's Samantha Simmons. The pair caught up recently to talk about her new EP, which sees her foregoing her acoustic guitar to experiment with new instruments and beats. The pair spoke ahead of an album release party in New York's Capital Region, and McKinley played a song for us as well. As I'm slowly falling.
With all of the songs on this new EP, I sort of wrote them, I want to say accidentally or unintentionally, where I was in a phase of experimenting with the recording software Ableton Live. A friend of mine had given me all of these different drum sounds and effects, and I was playing with sampling and playing with programming beats, and Morning Routine was the first song of that whole experimental phase that I played with. And I realized just sort of organically that I was writing a love song of sorts to my morning routine, which I do my best to observe every day, because I noticed that if I do take that time to meditate and stretch or drink hot water with lemon or just be in that reflective place, it has a positive impact on the rest of the day. So the song, yeah, was a love song to that essential ritual that, yeah, I love.
Last time you were in here was earlier this year, and we talked about your entry to the NPR Tiny Desk contest. And one of the first things you said to me in that conversation was how it's music for smoking weed with your bra off, because I asked, you know, how would you describe your music? And you said that's kind of how you had come to describe it. And people were understanding and receptive of, oh, okay, I understand what you mean, instead of saying, you know, some like plain form genre. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us more about the EP, and which is the title, Music for Smoking Weed with Your Bra Off?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I started describing my music as that because I found that it felt kind of funny to describe my music with genre or to compare it to other people, because I think that by answering the question in that way, there's kind of like this accidental self-abandonment where you're not owning that you're making the music that sounds like you. So rather than describing it by genre or relating it to other people, I wanted to create a setting and circumstance that I felt was really evocative, that people could feel as soon as they imagined that situation. And it's interpretive too, right? I mean, for me, if I'm like smoking weed with my bra off, that's like one of my favorite times to write music. It's a very juicy, introspective time. It can be a really yummy time to share with someone else. It can be the time that I clean my house, the time that I stretch. I feel like it's really, there's like a vast potential of ways to be sensorially fulfilled in that state. So I wanted to describe my music as that, as a way of inviting people to really engage their senses as they're listening. And I wanted to call this EP Music for Smoking Weed with Your Bra Off specifically, partially because of how much Erykah Badu's album Mama's Gun influenced it, where she had that neo-soul, you know, programmed hip-hop drums, J Dilla feel thing happening. It was recorded at the same time as D'Angelo's Voodoo. Rest in power, D'Angelo. And I loved how Erykah Badu made such yummy, like, fat, groovy music, but there was also just such, like, a deep feminine wisdom to them. There was, like, a real celebration of herbalism and, yeah, just like this whole fusion of like music that gives you a stank face, but music that also has reverence for plant medicine and music that has reverence for feminine wisdom, felt like what I was trying to capture both in these songs that I was writing and in the descriptor of music for smoking weed with your bra off.
I love the way you're describing it. Yummy and, oh, that's so fun.
It's got to be yummy, you know? It's like, I like to think of music as nourishment. And I think the reminder to create it as an offering to nourish others, and then if people resonate with it and find nourishment in it, then that feels like success.
You brought your guitar and you're going to play us something. It's a song that's not on the EP, and we'll talk about the shows and your release party later on. But tell us the significance about this song in terms of, you know, why play it now when it's not on the EP?
Sure. Well, yeah, unfortunately, all the songs on my EP are tricky to play on acoustic guitar because they're so about the beats and the other players in the band. So I'm going to play the song Dirty Laundry because at my EP release party, we're going to have a burlesque dancer do a routine to this song, which is called Dirty Laundry. And I'm so excited because she's just another artist in the Hudson Valley, and she made this routine to my song without us having ever met. So my introduction to her was seeing the video of her doing this really hot, really playful routine. And we've just been scheming to perform together for like 2 years. And It's finally going to happen.
Take me out like dirty laundry with my guilt-stained knees and wrinkled words, porcelain bleach.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Before we heard some lovely music, you talked about how this was, you know, sort of a bit experimental, this new EP. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about the beats and the sounds that you were working with?
Sure. Yeah, so when I was making this EP, which is called Music for Smoking Weed with Your Bra Off, I made the songs by accident, I like to say, because I wasn't like, I'm going to make my new EP. I was just playing with this recording software in Ableton Live. So specifically, I was programming drum beats. I was playing with a sampler, like, you know, sampling other drums, sampling my own voice, sampling guitar parts, making loops, and playing bass and synthesizer. So it was definitely more of a beat-centric, electronic-centric approach to songwriting than I had ever done before, because usually I'm starting with a guitar. I'm starting with a piano, like some sort of analog instrument. So my whole songwriting approach was coming from this different angle because I was using new instruments. One of my favorite parts about this EP was getting to play the bass. That's like my, I think my favorite part of the band, in any band. And I loved centering the bass more so than the guitar. I mean, there's definitely guitar on this EP, but not in the same way that it shows up in previous releases. So, yeah, a lot of the time that I was working on these songs, I didn't have any expectation of what they would turn into. I would be using different programs within Ableton Live, different effects, different delay pedals, different sounds that I hadn't experimented with before. So I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what the things were going to sound like. And then if I would encounter something that sounded cool or surprising, I would stick with it and then move on. So there was a spontaneity to the songwriting that I found really energizing. There was like a playfulness to that process that also felt really energizing. And yeah, because it felt accidental in a sort of way, I just got to this point where I realized, whoa, I made 5 songs and they all exist within this world and I think I should just release them. And I shared them with my friend and collaborator, Marco Buccelli. And he was like, this is awesome. I think it's basically done. I'd love to help you mix it. And he was really particular about not polishing that like raw spontaneous quality. So he really did a nice job of just kind of like fortifying it, making sure that everything was a good volume, but preserving the core spirit of it. So yeah, that's my EP.
Kendra McKinley is a singer-songwriter based in New York's Hudson Valley. Her new EP is Music for Smoking Weed with Your Bra Off. To learn more about Kendra, her tour, and her music, you can check out her website, kendramckinley.com. Thanks for listening to this week's 51%. 51% is a national production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio in Albany, New York. It's produced and hosted by me, Jesse King. Our associate producer is Madeline Reynolds, and our theme is Lolita by the Albany-based artist Girl Blue. Just a reminder that you can listen to 51% anytime at wamcpodcast.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can stay in the loop on all of WAMC shows by signing up for our weekly newsletter, Airwaves, at wamc.org. We hope you'll join us next week. Until then, I'm Jesse King, 51%.
I was every single girl, I was nobody else, I was so sure of myself. I was 15 and a half, he was a hollow laugh. And I lost my cool somewhere along the way. At night and down the hallway, I had to learn how to look away. I lost my cool, no electricity. Hot rain on the concrete. sweet day.